Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with my co-host, Tim Henney. We were just speaking with Jill Johnson and Robbie Hendricks from The Paint Mixer. Again, that fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation taking place Saturday, November 10th. You can go to thepaintmixer.com to buy tickets for that. That sounds like a great time and a meaningful time. Wow. The Month of Gratitude. That is a great organization. Well, joining us now in the studio is Sam Cullinane. She's one of the speakers at an upcoming community event called Paradigm Pivots. While they are speakers for the evening, and you'll learn tremendous amounts from their various talks on things like courage and willpower and sex and resilience, they're also practicing their craft and perfecting it of public speaking. And we'll hear about that in just a moment. The talk takes place just after Thanksgiving, but we thought we'd give you time to plan. It's November 27th, and these speakers are working on their keynote and TEDx speakers. It'll take place at the Park City Library in the Jim Santee Auditorium, 1255 Park Avenue. Joining us now in the studio, Sam Cullinane. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So there are four speakers, and I didn't know you, and I don't know Kit Alowitz, but I know Kirsten Fox and Terry Sidford, both outstanding speakers, so I'm sure that you are as well.
I'm a budding speaker.
A budding speaker. Well, tell us your background and how you came, because as we know, and people say it all the time, public speaking is the greatest fear beyond the fear of death. So
it's still a little like that for me, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. I wrote a book with my husband it's been about 2 years, and the book's not selling as well as we'd hoped, and it has so many good messages in there that I think could help people. And one of the ways that we can promote that book and what we're teaching is through speaking. So we, you know, did a little rock, scissor, paper between the two of us who was going to start speaking. I won. So
you won or you lost?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, lost, but won.
Actually, you won because you will come out the other side a better public speaker.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, we do a lot of trainings and I run workshops. I also run a women's group. Uh-huh. And so I do a lot of speaking, but this is kind of taking it to a whole new level.
And are you a Park City resident?
I'm a Park City. I went to high school up here and my whole social group is up here. I actually live in Salt Lake.
Okay.
What era were you in Park City going to high school? I'm trying to figure.
I graduated 91.
Okay. So recent history, but long enough to move on to other things. And where do you do the speaking? I mean, when you say you're on, you know, you're trying to promote the book through speaking, do you go on tour? Are you focused mainly in the Salt Lake Valley area or Utah itself, or have you branched out?
So we run some couples retreats, and we've done speaking there. I haven't actually started doing a lot of speaking yet. So we've done some couples retreats. I do it with my women's group and talk. I've talked also at some different conferences. But yeah, I'm just getting started.
Oh. And so what about the Paradigm Pivots event? What's happening with that?
So Terry Sidford pulled together a bunch of people that she knew were working on TEDx talks or keynote speeches and said, let's have a little event, let's make it free, and let's practice.
There must be a deadline for the TED Talks.
So you can apply for TED Talks. I mean, it depends on where you want to speak. So most of them seem like you start applying at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's about that time to start applying. And most of them require you to have film of yourself speaking. So that's another thing that we're doing is we're filming the entire event, and then we can each use those as our speaker reels when we go apply to speak for TEDx or any other conference.
And then when you apply for TEDx, it depends on where you apply, but is it sort of a, you know, you start locally, then you go regionally, then you go nationally, then you go globally? Is that the hoped for? Or do you take a really good, this is my best TED talk that I'm going to have, and you submit it to higher up the ladder?
Yeah, I think mostly, I mean, what I know about TED is there's TEDx events all throughout the country. Mm-hmm. I actually think they do them internationally as well. And then, but, you know, the hope is that you're that your speech is so good that TED will select you to also do one that's more national.
Mm-hmm. Or even show up on the...
Or international,
the,
I guess
TED,
I should say.
What's the, our radio program, the TED Radio Hour. Yes, with Guy Raz.
Yeah.
So the very interesting thing to me is all of the talks are about sort of ways to go out into the world and be more you and be more courageous and follow through on commitments and how to be resilient and how to improve your romantic relationship. And you're also inside this little bubble of you all doing that yourselves by showing up with maybe not a perfectly polished presentation on this evening, November 27th, which is really wonderful in and of itself. It's about that vulnerability thing, putting yourself out there. And I think the audience will really appreciate that even more. What do you think about that?
I hope so. I've had good experience showing vulnerability. When you screw up, people can relate to that and make mistakes instead of being perfect. So, yeah, I hope they get that feeling from it.
Yeah.
And you've seen audiences at Toastmaster. And I know your Toastmaster was so early in the morning that I'm sure, like me, nobody really showed up to watch you all do your thing. But I did attend one, and it was fascinating. And this is kind of a more polished version of that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, at Toastmasters, a lot of people are practicing their keynote speeches and their hopeful TEDx speeches. So it's.
And I actually belong to the Park City Toastmasters. I drive up to come up here because I like that group. I actually belong to two so that I can practice double.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're ambitious.
Yeah.
That's great. Park City Toastmasters is great. I actually
they are.
Went last week. I used to go for years and years and years. I was way into it. And then I decided I do enough public speaking on the radio. And then I heard myself with my ahs and ums coming back, creeping their way back into my talk.
I told you never to listen to this show.
So I think it's a good time to go back. So I will see you there.
But, awesome. I would love that.
It's interesting to talk now on air about your talk, which I want to get to, and I want to hear about creating more intimacy and satisfaction in your romantic relationship. But there is this little sidebar that says suggested minimum age is 18 due to explicit content. And I'm sort of thinking that has to do with your talk.
Yeah, that's all my talk.
Okay.
I will be speaking about sexually explicit things in my talk.
So how can you tone that down for radio and tell us about it?
And still
now?
Remain vulnerable.
Yeah. Let me see.
Courageous.
Let me see what I can do. My talk is really about couples that are struggling in their sex lives. I can say sex, right? We already said that.
Yes.
And it probably talks a lot about issues with mismatched libidos. This is a very common problem in committed relationships. And so I have an answer for that. It's a controversial answer that probably not everyone is going to implement or like hearing, but I'm going to try my butt off to convince you to try it.
Wow. Cliffhanger. Don't tell us anymore.
And hence the TED Talk.
Yes. And so is that what you're looking towards, is to do a TED Talk, or are you just honing your skills when you present to small groups and workshops and things like that? Both.
But it's all. But I am working on a TED Talk.
Wow. And is your husband going to show up at that TED Talk with you?
That's a good question.
What's his name?
So.
Is he listening?
His name is Patrick, but I call him Patty.
Okay, Patty. You're on TED Talk. So what is your business called?
So I have a book called Bigger Love, How to Have the Love of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life. My husband and I wrote that together. And then we also have a podcast called Doggy Style, which isn't about sex, actually. I mean, we do talk about sex on there, but mostly we interview different couples who have amazing relationships and talk about what works. So we have kind of a positive psychology approach to making relationships better, making the good parts as good as they could possibly be so that the problems that are there, because there will always be problems, aren't as important.
And then the event is not only you, but it's the other three speakers. Have you all been working and together? Have there been any rehearsals? Or is it, I mean, sometimes it's better not to over choreograph something because then it's a little more authentic and spontaneous and you can be vulnerable and courageous. How do you see this coming together?
We have one rehearsal the day before we do it. And other than that, we aren't planning to rehearse together.
Because everybody on this list, and like Lynn, I don't know Kit, but I know Terry and I know Kirsten. We've had both of them on the radio show. Now we know you. And so we have a sense that there's a level of competency that people are going to enjoy.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come off more professional than amateur.
Absolutely. Well, you don't really need to have, I mean, since you're speaking absolutely separately, you don't really need to have a rehearsal just to get the sound check down.
Exactly.
Basically. So it's a night of educational entertainment. It's called Paradigm Pivots, taking place Tuesday, November 27th. Tuesday's the best night to do something because nothing else is happening accordingly. But now that I've said that, I'm
sure. There'll probably 10 events that night.
Yeah. It's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. It's at the Jim Santee Auditorium of the Park City Library. Admission is free. Again, suggested minimum age is 18 due to explicit content. How much can you tell us about the other speakers? I have the sort of description of their speeches in front of me, but maybe you know a little bit more.
That's about all I know. I haven't heard their speeches.
Okay.
So I can't tell you much more than what it says on this little thing that we're looking at.
Okay. Well, let's talk about them then. Terry Sidford, I know she's a life coach.
I believe
she's part of Park City Toastmasters. Her talk is titled Permission to be Courageous. And these are powerful and true accounts of women who shifted their self-worth from shamed to courageous by embracing their own real life stories. And I would imagine there's some really personal stuff that gets exposed there.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've seen her TED talk, she did a TED talk in Idaho Falls, and you can look online and check that out.
Okay.
She's working on a longer keynote speech.
Oh.
So I think it will incorporate some of those things that she did in her TED talk and then more goodies.
Wow. Another product of Park City Toastmasters. I met Terry, I think, when she just started Park City Toastmasters, which was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. And she was already quite a well-skilled speaker, but she is really able to just speak from the heart. And this is a good thing. So not only will this event be educational for the topics given, but to see how other people can grasp what their emotion is or their thought is and then bring it out into spoken form, which is really quite a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next speaker is Kit Alowitz, and he has Don't Pull the Chicken Switch, How to Follow Through on Commitments. And I guess that speaks for itself, unless you know anything about...
I think that's the name of his book also. So we've all four of us have written books. Although Kirsten isn't speaking about wine, which is what her book is about.
Right.
But I think that's the name of his book.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you tell us about Kirsten's talk?
Kirsten, her talk is titled Resilience, 5 Tools to Get You Back on Track. And it's humorously sage advice from a woman who's been through it all. If you can laugh at fate, it can't victimize you.
We were just talking about Kirsten's, one of her many businesses is this Minds and Wines tour. And I was speaking with someone who works in special events who takes a lot of groups through her Minds and Wines tour. And, you know, you wouldn't think that you could connect wine with a mine here in Park City, especially when we can't really go into our mines here. And this person, he said, oh, she has it wired. She's so entertaining. She's so humorous. And the way she ties together wine, I don't know. Do you talk about sediment in the wine? It's sort of like the sediment that comes out of the mine. One's toxic, one's not.
It's a tolerable history tour. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's a history lesson that the wine makes tolerable.
So much fun. So that... That of course, promises to be a wonderful talk. And then again, Sam Cullinane, who is our guest, A Case to Put Out.
Yes.
In quotes. Put out a controversial proposal to create more intimacy and satisfaction in your romantic relationship. Remind me of the title of your book. I'm writing it down.
It's called Bigger Love, How to Have the Love of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life.
And then your podcast.
Doggy Style.
That's right. How could I forget
that? I know that one's a little harder to forget.
Right. Well, we'll post those on our website as we post this show, archiving, kpcw.org, The Mountain Life. And I think this is a wonderful thing. I think you'll get a lot of people that are interested not only in your topics, resilience, courage, commitment, sex, but in watching you all perfecting your art.
It should be a great night.
Sam, is your podcast Doggy Style, is it about, I was cleaning out my guest room the other day to turn it into an actual guest room instead of a storage room. And I was doing a big purge, and in my bookshelf, I found this piece of paper that I used to have hanging on an office wall with a little picture of each of my children when they were in, I don't know, probably fifth and third grade, you know, the school pictures. And they were stuck on this piece of paper. And the title is Live Your Life Like a Dog. And then there are 12 rules for what you do when you are living your life as though you're a dog. You always greet people at the front door like you really love them, you know, that kind of thing.
We do talk about. So there's two ways that we got this title for our podcast, or the name of it. One is dogs are unconditional lovers.
Right.
And that's all of our goals in our romantic relationships, is trying to get to unconditionally loving each other. For sure, that's part of it. The other part is we started interviewing couples where one person was very prominent and the other person was behind the scenes. So it was always the man behind the woman, or the woman behind the man, or the man behind the man, or the woman behind the woman. So we had this kind of joke about bringing out the person that's behind the scenes. And you can visually understand how that works with the Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming in today, Sam Cullinane. She's an author, a podcaster, a public speaker, and a Park City High School graduate.
Yes.
Probably this is most important.
My hometown. This is my hometown. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to the library, too, for partnering with us on this event. They've been so awesome, and especially Becca.
That's great, Becca Lale. And the talks are Permission to Be Courageous by Terry Sidford, Don't Pull the Chicken Switch, Kit Alowitz, and Resilience, Five Tools to Get You Back on Track, Kirsten Henry Fox, along with Sam's A Case to Put Out, again, November 27th, 5 to 7:30 at the Park City Library, Jim Santee Auditorium. It's free, so put it on your calendars.
Thanks,
Sam.
Come see us.